It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday, my friends. It is 8:06 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Yes, please. Thank you, Master. May I have another?
Kit Kat?
No, porridge.
Oh.
Old movie, old book.
Yeah. Old reference point.
That's all part of edumacation, my friend. Mm. To be well-rounded.
Yeah.
And after those Kit Kat bars, I'm definitely rounding out a bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning and welcome and happy Friday indeed. We've got a lot going on. Hey, the Jets broke their losing streak last night, 21-13 over the Texans. That was kind of that's an upset. That was unexpected. Yeah. So good for the Jets, especially after, you know, the Yankees and what happened there. Yeah. That was tough. Time change this weekend.
Yep.
Saturday night would be a good idea to take your clock and go back 1 hour. When you wake up Sunday morning, then you will be on the correct time.
There you go.
If that's important to you, and I'm not judging.
Orlando. Depends where you need to be Sunday morning, you know.
Orlando, shooting.
Ugh.
2 dead, 6 injured, 17-year-old in custody. They mentioned he had like a previous felony. I don't know if it was just a charge or what.
Yeah, something in his past. He and law enforcement were familiar. We'll put it that way.
Well, it's interesting because I don't hear anybody saying his name now, but I got it out of the, let's just say I have connections within the British Empire.
Oh, really?
Wow. Jalen Dwayne Walker is the identity. Mm. And I think they let it out maybe before they realized he was 17. And then they tried to peel it back. Hey.
Too late.
You're shooting people?
Nah.
Yeah, your name's going to get out there, dummy.
There you go.
And not that, and I won't use his name a lot, but I will use it initially because that's part of what some of these people seek is this
attention.
Infamy.
Hey, I'll give somebody some attention that's not looking for it. Casey. Casey's a guy.
What?
Casey. Yeah, morning, Casey.
You're giving a guy attention?
I'm bringing attention to him.
Okay, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Okay, because he was actually putting the windows in my next-door neighbor's house and got to chatting, and turns out he's a Bob Rose Sky listener. So
he is awesome.
See?
Casey, you're the man.
There you go.
You are the man.
Just never know where you're going to run into the folks listening to the Bob Rose Show.
We are very blessed that they are everywhere.
Yep.
And hopefully they've all either voted or getting ready to.
Yeah, because a lot of early voting has happened already. More women.
60 million, I think.
Yeah, more women have voted than men. And I'm sure that some of the bills around the country are why that is occurring possibly. So, you know. And so, guys, better get out there and vote.
Yeah, come on. Got to represent.
Don't just talk about it. Do it.
And we've got to get rid of this current administration. Oh. Here is another case in point. It was just the other day I was telling about a whistleblower coming forward, and that the former director of the FBI, the whistleblower said, oh, yeah, he directed this spying on Trump as soon as he announced that he was running. And he embedded some people in the campaign, and this was off the books. Yeah, There is no record of it, but the whistleblower seems to have a great deal of credibility. Mm. We'll see if that leads to anything substantial. I sure hope so, but we've seen how these things have gone, and there's lots of threats. You come out as a whistleblower against something like that, and it's tough going, and they need to be given the utmost levels of protection. Mm-hmm. They really do. It's important. If we want to root out corruption, you've got to be able to do that, because this stuff goes to the top. It does. And here's another example. Secret Service leaders meddled in an independent government investigation of the July 13th assassination attempt against Trump, and apparently are still not following many basic agency security protocols.
Really?
For presidential candidates, presidents, vice presidents, and, you know, leading up to this election, you would think, especially the buffoonery that went down in Butler, Pennsylvania, that, I mean, everybody would be, you know, shoes are polished, protocols are followed.
Absolutely.
To the nth degree, you would think.
Yeah.
And just to avoid embarrassment. Can you imagine? Just such a proud thing, and what an achievement to become a Secret Service agent. And that's all been blemished now. Hmm. And it doesn't mean there's not great people. There are great people there. But, you know, just out of embarrassment, you would think that everybody would be on their best behavior, so to speak.
Dot those I's, cross those T's.
All right. And by the way, this information is via emails that were reviewed by Real Clear Politics and several sources in the Secret Service community. As these failures came to light in weeks after the July attempt, the managers in the Secret Service sent emails to employees asking them to alert them to any direct request for information or interview from DHS. Inspector General.
Mm.
Yeah, the Office of Inspector General. Why would they tip them off? In other words, you would think it'd be, hey, we have nothing to hide.
Right.
If we have issues in the Secret Service that you think you can find, Mr. Inspector General, we're all ears. We all want the same thing. We want the Secret Service to be the world's best at securing people. Absolutely, right? Shouldn't they all be on the same page?
You would hope so.
The Internal Government Watchdog is conducting its probe of the failures that led to the near assassination of Trump and the killing of fireman Corey Comparatore, who was there, of course, and the wounding of two others in at the Butler rally. The emails, which Real Clear Politics reviewed, contained a subject line, DHSOIG, Office of Inspector General, Inquiries, and directed employees to tell their supervisors if an OIG official reaches out to them so Secret Service managers could coordinate an organized response. Organized. Hmm. A thoughtful response. That's not what the Inspector General is attempting to do. The Inspector General is searching for the truth of what went down, why it went down, and most importantly, how it can be avoided in the future. You're not going to make that kind of progress if everybody's running around and doing the CYA thing.
Yep.
That's not, you do not make progress in that way. You're going to hide some issues, and they may not be serious issues. I think they probably are, though, because it resulted in two attempts, and that one in Butler was just over the top in how that person was able to get on a... I can't even fathom it. I can't. Mm-hmm. All right. So, the supervisor sent the email 5 days after the same Inspector General issued a negative report on the Secret Service actions before and on January 6th, criticizing the agency for failing to detect a pipe bomb near Vice President Kamala Harris and not flagging signs of potential violence to other agencies. Normally, responding to DHS OIG investigators without talking to superiors would not warrant coordination with supervisors, according to the email. But after the first assassination attempt against Trump, the leadership at the Secret Service needed to provide the proper context and coordinated response. Generally, not an issue. However, this is not, in all caps, the normal course of action, and the service needs awareness and to ensure an organized response with information in the correct context. The supervisors wrote in the emails noting that, quote, only we know what we do. So these emails are now under Senate scrutiny. Senator Chuck Grassley is looking into this. But it's another indication that these are at some of the highest positions where what we're hearing is extremely troubling. That FBI whistleblower and the Comey thing, and then you've got this whole Secret Service failures. Clearly there were failures. Yeah. And then they want a coordinated response when the Inspector General, the Office of Inspector General, which that's their entirety of their job, is to find out what the heck happened. It's 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yes, indeed, it is a Friday. Happy weekend, 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the world's greatest actors is in the news.
Really?
Steven Seagal. Why are you laughing?
I misunderstood. I thought you said an actor. I'm sorry.
Greatest. One of the greatest.
Oh, he's...
What if I say action? One of the greatest action stars.
I like some of his early stuff.
This has been kind of an ongoing shtick, if you will, for many years. I was a big fan.
Yeah.
But I never took it too seriously. Anyway, in the news, I'll share that with you momentarily. It is 8:20. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of the top stories is a shooting in Orlando leaves 2 dead, 6 injured, with a 17-year-old in custody. As soon as there's more information on it, we will share that with you. But yeah, here's the story.
Mm-hmm.
Action star Steven Seagal appears to have put on a couple of pounds.
So he's a bigger star than ever before.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's in this particular piece, but I read where he's well over 3 bills. Now he's a tall guy.
Yes, he is.
And he started out super skinny.
Well, I know. You go back and you watch his first movie and they used to make fun of him whenever he would run because he runs a little funny too.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was tall and lean.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's huge.
Here's what the New York Post is saying. Action star turned Putin puppy, Steven Seagal, appears to have packed on a few pounds since his bromance with the despotic Russian president pulled him from Hollywood. Seagal is 72. He had a distinctly ballooned belly in a newly released Russian propaganda film, In the Name of Justice.
Oh, my goodness.
Which featured the former star visiting war-torn Ukraine and espousing how the Ukrainian folks brought the conflict on themselves.
Of course, because he loves him some Russia.
The images are some of the latest of Seagal, who was granted Russian citizenship in 2016 and has been offloading his vast portfolio of American real estate ever since. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get lots of land in Russia cheap. Now, no word on whether you can keep it on.
Well, you know, it depends who likes you, probably, to a great extent.
Yeah.
So,
Seagal, who has referred to Vladimir Putin as both a brother, a brother.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. He wants to be a pro wrestler, so he's, you know, bulking up a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And one of the greatest living world leaders, he says. Really?
Okay.
He is... He's been scarce on social media in recent years, but when he's appeared, he's almost always worn smock-like Mandarin coats that hide his frame.
And a lot of black for that slimming effect.
I mean, the story is about the fact that he's being used, well, I think he's being used for Russian propaganda.
Sure, no doubt.
That should be the story, but the story is really about how fat he is.
Well, let's put it this way. In one of his films, released straight to video, they literally, because, you know, action actors, sometimes because they don't want to get hurt, maybe they're not as good at everything as they want you to. Yes. They use a body double.
Right.
So they don't get hurt. This is the absolute truth. Seagal, or Siegel as his real name.
Come on, man.
It is.
How disrespectful.
It's just true. He uses a body double in one scene in one of his films to walk upstairs.
To walk upstairs.
Yes.
In other words.
Yes. Yes.
That's
They made sure his face was away from the camera the whole time, you know, and you could tell it wasn't him because he can't move that quickly.
The appearance in the Russian documentary provided an unvarnished image of Seagal, who was bursting out of his shirt and trousers as he visited captured Ukrainian troops who the documentary claimed committed crimes against civilians.
Wow.
That part of it coming from the Daily Mail. Somebody who once worked with Seagal told the outlet he'd gained at least 50 pounds and has... and would have gone ape blank over his appearance in the documentary. Yeah. Hmm. In other words, he wouldn't like the way he appears, but he's, do they not have mirrors in Russia? Is that...
does he not know what a camera looks like? You know.
And I mean, and he hangs out with and thinks, you know, the guy who wears no shirt on horseback is awesome.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's going to try that photo op anytime soon.
Well, the horse wouldn't like it.
Seagal, as a rule, controlled the narrative hard when filming, as he insisted on certain camera angles and nothing that accentuates his weight gain, according to the source. The actor had starring roles in the 80s, 90s action flicks like Above the Law, Under Siege, On Deadly Ground, was raised in America, but his grandparents were Russian immigrants. Since obtaining the citizenship from Russia, he's referred to himself as 1 million. Wait, let me put my baby finger in the side of my mouth here.
Yes.
1,000,000% Russian! And was awarded the Order of Friendship by Putin himself for a major contribution to the development of international culture and humanitarian cooperation, also helping to promote Russian buffets domestically and abroad.
Well, it was getting a little bad, and this was probably the beginning of the end of his career and films actually going in the movie theaters. He was getting into all the woke, ecological, everything was about the planet. It was no longer... Yeah, and it even got where I think he didn't want to be seen shooting anyone. You know, it really got kind of weird on a lot of the wokey stuff there towards the end of his American
career. He is one of those guys that has some level of brilliance. And let me, you know, have a caveat here. Some level of brilliance to be able to, you know, make it in the movie industry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that's got to be a difficult thing to do. But
sure.
He does seem to go out of his way to be kind of weird and different. In other words, he's the kind of person, you might know somebody like this in your life, that is a mechanism used to draw attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go out of my way to appear mysterious.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
He always puts down every other martial artist actor. I mean, and then just a lot of his stories about Bruce Lee and their children. If you know how to do math and know dates and years, you'll know that his stories don't work when math and dates and years come into play. They just don't work.
Yeah, and is he trying to create harmony? doing business with Putin? Because, Aikido, which he allegedly practiced at one time, is the spirit of harmony.
Yes.
He's supposed to take your enemy and turn him into your friend, theoretically.
That's up there with, can't we all just get along?
Kind of, but they were using clubs right before that scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's different.
All right.
And there was no body double there. That was really Rodney screaming. 828, too soon? 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday, 97.3 The Sky. It's 8:35. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Greg was hanging out last night, the front porch, giving out candy to kids. It was Halloween. It was trick or treat.
Oh, yeah.
You had a good time, right?
Absolutely. I had a great time.
Any particular outfits really stick out that any of the kids were wearing?
You know, nothing in particular, but I was just kind of glad to see that a lot of them were a little more creative in the sense that it wasn't just putting something on that they bought. You know, there was a little creativity going on there with a few of them. So that was good.
I like that. I like that when they put a little effort in there versus what, you know, our fall back in the day was the hobo.
The hobo, yes.
Which I guess is politically, you know, incorrect.
You'd have you get jeans that are too big for you, a red plaid shirt, you'd put a pillow in the belly, and you'd have your stick with a little bandana bag kind of hanging off the back of it, and you're just ready to jump on the train any moment.
No, my hobo was, we didn't do the pillow thing. My hobo was hungry. That's why you needed to give him candy. Yeah, he was a hungry hobo. Trick or treat.
Yeah.
Anyway, good times. Thanks again, Greg, to your mom who stuffed a little bag full of Kit Kats for me, which
she knows what you like.
I will thoroughly enjoy, but then feel guilty, and I don't think I'm going to have time for the gym today, so.
I know.
But I'll be busy nonetheless.
Oh, I get it. It's a busy day. We've both got a lot of things going on today. Just one of those days.
Yeah. A lot of people, same thing, you know.
Yeah.
Friday. You've got the stuff you got to knock out. And then hopefully then you actually can enjoy, the weekend. That's the hope. And I want you to enjoy your weekend. But I also want to make sure that you are tuning in Monday morning. We have a special interview with Governor Ron DeSantis. And that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour, early, not 9:05. Mm-hmm. And we've never had him on.
Never before.
So Greg's
schmooze
tour
yes.
has paid off. It does pay dividends in many ways. This is just one of them, and we appreciate that. So we'll talk to the Gov.
Mm-hmm.
And how timely. Because there's some big thing going on, like Tuesday.
I think he was busy on Tuesday, so we went ahead and decided to talk on Monday.
Yeah. Whatever that Tuesday thing is. And then we're going to find out the results of the Tuesday thing, within probably no later than Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yes. This year. This year. Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah. No, I'm very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe it could still occur within this calendar year. It's Wednesday morning. They will have, I believe, the mainstream media will try to hold back all they can, and then they're finally going to have to bust open the gates and say Trump won in a near landslide and took, 45 states.
See, last election cycle, I literally did stay up as long as I think I got a couple hours sleep before the show 4 years ago because I was like, okay, surely we'll know something soon. You know, it's like, I'm not doing that this year.
No. Mm-mm. Well, you see, I went to bed. Trump was winning. I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
He lost. So I was thinking, do kind of what you did. I'm not going to sleep.
Right.
I'm going to keep an eye on everything.
Right.
No, it is. There were way too many little anomalies here and there, busted pipes, found ballots.
Power outage here and there.
It ran the gamut. It really did. And and so Donald J. Trump got more votes ever in the history for a sitting president for a second term, more than anybody ever did.
Right.
But yet Joe Biden beat him while living in the basement and, in fact, beat him substantially because he got 14 million more votes than Barack Hussein Obama. 14 million more.
No stinking way.
Yeah.
No. See, if you took all the other anomalies out of the picture, that one thing alone, I'm like, I don't care how much you hate Trump. 14 million more than Obama? I think you just wouldn't vote before you'd vote for Biden.
14 million more?
No stinking
like
way.
What? Like you were lukewarm on Obama?
Right. Man, he had the crowd fired
up. But Joe Biden all of a sudden lit your fire like, oh, man, no. That guy's awesome. It's like, it's not like he was a new product. Obama was exciting and new, and he came out of Chicago, and he was an excellent speaker, especially on the teleprompter, man.
Oh, yeah,
he gave the best teleprompter.
He did.
And the media built him up. This guy's fresh and new, and he's he beat Hillary Clinton for the nomination.
That
says something right there.
Yeah.
And yet, so Obama gets two terms.
Uh-huh.
He beats Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's still very much loved by the Democrats.
Sure.
And you're telling me that Joe Biden ran from his basement and got 14 million more votes than Obama. You'll never, ever convince me of that, ever.
No.
The government of Saudi Arabia hosted the inaugural meeting of the International Alliance to implement the two-state solution.
Mm.
What? Yeah. This is a nebulous coalition organized by Riyadh to formalize the creation of a Palestinian state. The Saudi foreign minister used the opportunity to accuse Israel of genocide for engaging in military operations against the genocidal terrorist organizations of Hamas and Hezbollah. The administration of outgoing President Joe Biden sent a State Department envoy to the meeting, though the meeting at the meetings at press time did not indicate what role Washington had played in the event. But, Saudi Arabia has been good friends of ours, good allies of ours, not maybe the whole family, but in general. And, man, I'll tell you what, they're united in one thing. They hate them some Biden, don't they?
Oh, man.
They really do. Remember, it was Trump that got them to sign off on the Abraham Accords. Israel's right to exist. And that was absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And then when Biden came in there, man, they were like, they wouldn't even shake his hand.
So they don't like Biden. So the Arabs don't like Biden. The Jews don't like Biden. Not sure what the Palestinians think about Biden. He's not really like a liked guy so much these days.
Hmm. Yeah. He's, I guess he's really lame duck territory. And
hey, the VP hardly acknowledges that he exists.
It's funny. Every time she tries to separate herself from him, he comes out of the woodwork, you know, like a vaudeville act, cane in hand and tipping his hat and says, da 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 da, I'm not done yet, Kamala. Ba 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 ba. Kamala was with me for every major important piece of legislation. She was on board. Da 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 da.
And then he's gone again, back behind the curtain, waiting for the next time.
Yep. Yep. Anecdotal story, sadly, this type of anecdotal story could be told several times a day with several different people involved every single day, and we could do that for the last 3.5 years. But there's no correlation between this story and open borders.
Okay.
Republicans are demanding Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their Department of Homeland Security investigate how a twice-deported illegal alien accused of killing 29-year-old Grayson Davis of Texas, was able to routinely get into the United States. The 35-year-old illegal alien, Jorge Miguel Peralta, was arrested this month, charged with intoxicated manslaughter with a vehicle, a second-degree felony, after he allegedly drunk driving and hitting Grayson Davis, who died from crash-related injuries 3 days later. I'm begging that someone watching understands that this cannot continue. It's not okay, said Angel Mom Ashley Davis.
Wow.
This is all about making change so it doesn't happen again, because it's not fair to the family. It's not fair to Grayson. Yeah, and it's not fair to our country and our citizens. Senator Ted Cruz, Representative Michael Cloud, Republican out of Texas, and others reveal that Peralta was twice deported from the U.S., once under the Obama administration and once under the Trump administration. But in 2021, under the Biden administration, he was able to illegally cross the southern border again. Shocking. And successfully got into the U.S. And that, I guess he's part of that more than 2 million so-called illegal alien gotaways.
Wow.
Yep. And this wreck, this loss of life, should have never occurred.
No.
And it wouldn't have if we had secure borders. But the Biden-Harris administration purposefully opened the borders wide open. You know, if you could just get them to admit that. If the mainstream media would at least admit that, because it's absolutely a fact.
Yep.
They repealed Trump's executive orders, like to stay in Mexico, wait for asylum. They repealed that and put in their own executive orders. And it, not theoretically, it literally opened the border wide open. And they weren't getting the COVID shots. They've brought tuberculosis into our nation. It is spreading rapidly. They brought in fentanyl that's killed over 70,000 Americans a year. And then there's the human trafficking and all that, too. Not good. I'll find something upbeat, something fun. Maybe a Florida man story. Let's do that next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Leonardo decapitated.
Excuse me?
That's what I call him.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. I got to say, look, I don't know. Hey, he's a pretty good actor. He convinced me over the years.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know his politics. I'm sure he's a lefty weirdo.
They're out there. Yeah.
But that movie Titanic was good. It was entertaining. Yeah. I don't know. That's, you know, probably why it won a bunch of awards. Yeah. Let me see. 11?
Wow.
11 Academy Awards?
Wow.
How soon we forget.
That's pretty amazing.
By the way, it is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And do you still have VHS tapes? I know I have some. I've got some stuff with the kids on
them.
Yeah,
right.
And I've got some martial arts stuff. And, of course, Steven Seagal movies.
Steven Seagal, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. They're all labeled Putin now. But anyway. So this guy's collecting copies of Titanic on VHS. Collecting them. I mean,
the same thing.
It's hard enough to find, like, a VHS player these days.
Yeah.
Why would you want multiple copies? It's just his thing, man.
And we're not talking like he wants 10 or 15 or 20, right?
Are you kidding? He's already got almost 2,500. 2,500 copies
of the same
on VHS
thing.
Of Titanic. Yeah. This is a Florida man story.
That explains a lot.
Dateline Largo, Florida. Growing up, we probably all had that favorite movie that you could just watch over and over again. I know for my children, it was Lion King. I heard the audio version 1,265,000 times.
Wow.
Well, this man in Largo has taken his love for his favorite movie to the extreme. Every time JD adds another VHS copy of Titanic to his collection, he feels like he's king of the world.
Wow.
Get it?
Yeah. Huh? Bob's got his arms out, by the way, just so you know.
Anyway, he says, you know, Titanic is best on VHS. Now, okay. I'm not sure. I could understand people saying, you know, the best music was on vinyl. And there could be something to that.
It was warmer than the digital stuff, yes.
But the VHS?
How about that?
Anyway, he began to collect these. And he's got copies that have been sent to him from all over the world. I checked that P.O. box. I mean, you know, I got to fill the car up because there's so much Titanic, baby. He's really excited about it.
He is excitable, fellow.
A little too geeked out about it, actually.
Yeah.
He's trying to get to a million. A million copies. He's got 2,467 right now. And he says, so we are so close to that million.
So maybe he's not a mathematician.
I was going to say, a little less time watching Titanic, a little more time in basic math.
It's that Biden math.
Yeah.
That Biden vote math. Yeah.
Yeah. You have 2,467 right now, but with inflation, you actually have 9,000. Yeah, okay. it's, remember, Titanic was a long movie. So it actually is on two VHS tapes. So anytime anybody sends him a copy of the movie, that's, you know, two different tapes. I guarantee you his house isn't big enough to put all those in. Not
that,
a million.
That would be a lot.
Yeah.
I caught the story early, I guess maybe like the 3:30 ABC News on TV this morning.
Oh, this was?
They literally held up the guy's address so people would like, because he gets stuff from all over the world, and they send him all kinds of other things and memorabilia, whatever. But I think they only made, I think the number was 25 million.
Oh, really?
Of this whole set.
Okay.
And he wants to have a million of them. That's a lot.
I'm going to send him a couple of VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember this one?
Hey, everybody. Shimbaree, shimbara. It's Barney the Dinosaur. I'm going to torture this guy, this Titanic guy.
That's what I'm going to send him, a copy of Barney or two.
Yeah.
And you should do the same thing. Yeah. J.D., Titanic to P.O. Box 5355, Largo, Florida, 33779. I say send them any VHS tapes you want to get rid of. I'm not going to play along. Does that make me a bad guy? I'm not going to play. I'm not going to be drawn into his little foolishness.
Troy, well, he's a Florida man, so, you know.
Yeah.
There's that.
Hey, you know what? Better Bruce. A Florida man story like that than a lot of the Florida man stories that we
you are correct,
have
sir.
To share with people. But those Florida man stories, you think those happen by accident? Those are all planted stories designed to keep people from moving to Florida. Is it working? No.
Not so much, no.
Breitbart Business Digest, talking about the economy, John Carney, he's their economist.
You talk good, Bob.
Yeah.
You talk pretty.
I told someone else they need basic math skills.
But words are different.
The economy does not need more rate cuts. That's what they're saying. The latest economic data suggests that the Fed Reserve should halt any further rate cuts. Growth remains resilient. Inflation is sticky. And the labor market shows unexpected vigor, all pointing to the need for a more cautious approach. But I don't know. The labor market? I don't think that's true. Now, it may have been true when this was printed, but I understand the numbers are disappointing that are coming out.
We'll know soon.
Okay, we'll see. But, they cut the rate a little bit prematurely. If, you know, the 2% was their guideline, they didn't knock inflation down to 2%. We'll see, my friends. Buy gold, beans, and bullets. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.